Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. On this week's podcast, I am speaking with my mentor, a senior licensed teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training, and also our ICRT executive director, Colleen Benelli. Welcome, Colleen.
Oh, hi. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure and our pleasure. I know everybody always loves spending time with you, me included. Colleen and Rob and her daughter were guided to create a course.
I have to fix my focus, so that's all I'm doing.
Oh, no worries. I have a simple computer, so it doesn't do that on me, but you guys were guided to create a course called Exploring or the 12 Heavens, or about the 12 Heavens. And so we're going to dive into that today and just learn all about it, and also at the same time a little bit about your Next Step program. So thanks for joining us.
Great. Yeah, thank you.
Before we begin, I'd just like to let you know what we have coming up at the farm in December. I have a 6 intensive days that people can use to get started working with animals. I have an animal Reiki class, as well as animal communication. And I also have an animal or a Reiki level 1 and 2 class if you need that as a prerequisite. So please join me in early December for that. And in January, I've got a full lineup of licensed classes, all online in January and in December, because we can't count on the weather here in my part of the world and in the Eastern time zone. And so in January, a full lineup of licensed level 1 and 2 and master classes, as well as Animal Reiki 1 and 2 and Master and Karuna Reiki. So please join us if that speaks to you. Colleen, what do you have coming up, and when are people able to register?
You can find us on ReikiLifestyle.com. So that would be step one. We have podcasts also and YouTube channels, social media, all under ReikiLifestyle.com, and our classes are ReikiLifestyle.com. We have the Reiki 1 and 2 Master, Karuna, Animal Reiki 1 and 2 Master, et cetera. But what we're going to talk about today with the 12 Heavens, explore the 12 Heavens of Consciousness and Spirit Guides starting in January. Also, the Next Step Reiki classes in January as well. So those are one-year courses. And they're from January through December. We meet each month. Some people are live online, and then a lot of people also do the course self-study through the recordings that we provide. Yeah. So kind of a whole bunch of, I should mention our distance Reiki share. And that is every Tuesday morning. It's free and open to everyone. Again, go to Reiki Lifestyle. It's online. And then also, I should mention that William Rand and I are teaching together in Hana, Hawaii in November, a 7-day Karuna Reiki class. We spend half the day teaching and half the day exploring Hana, Hawaii.
Magical.
Yeah, it is magical.
The two of you and in Hana, and you guys will be taking people hiking and to some of the beaches and sacred sites.
Yep. 7 sacred pools, the big banyan tree, shoreline, lots of the beaches.
I love it. Great. That would be amazing to attend. And if you have a Reiki business, it's tax deductible, isn't it, Colleen?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You brought up your Reiki business, upcoming Reiki business class. And we just did a podcast with Molly McCord. And in that podcast, we were talking about, the astrological transits that are going on right now, particularly with Chiron, and how this time frame particularly is a good time frame for business and in particular Reiki businesses.
Really? I didn't know yes. that, but I have been getting, both Kathleen and I were getting a really serious nudge, like we have to do this fall. And we started mm-hmm. with a 3-week marketing intensive in June, which was really well attended and people seemed to get a lot from it and loved it. And we'll be offering that again in November. But we wanted to expand on that because people have been asking, like, will you mentor me from the Reiki business book? So that's so interesting. I didn't realize. I always do that. I listen to Reiki and find out later that there's an astrological alignment.
Pam and I were talking before we started the recording about how Reiki also seems to manage our calendars.
Yes.
So it has been so interesting over the course of years how my calendar actually flows appropriately. And sometimes that's if everything is very slow and it makes me a little bit nervous. Ooh, everything's a little bit slow. But for some reason, that is completely appropriate.
Right.
And then when things are really busy, it's like I have the capacity to be as busy as the calendar I've set up. So, and Pam and I laugh about that a lot because we're a lot alike with very full calendars. And if we don't have a full calendar, we fill it up.
Yes.
So, and if I look at a piece of paper next year and I look at my calendar, it's, oh yeah, I can do that a year from now because it's a blank calendar. So anyway.
I remember you counseling me once as my mentor, just because there's a blank space in your calendar doesn't mean you have to fill it. And then mm-hmm. I remember you were in a particularly busy time and I just chuckled because I thought, I remember you telling me this.
As my mother always said, don't do as I, as you. I, let's see, don't do as I do, as I say.
Right. Oh, I love it, Colleen. Colleen, before we begin, I might just lead people in a little bit of an invocation. And I know you're going to lead us in an experience to explore the 12 heavens at the end of our podcast. So I'm just going to invite our listeners to bring their hands together. And for some of you, you may not have heard of the 12 heavens before, but we'll explain what they are and how they fit in. So I'm just going to invite you to activate your Reiki energy in Gassho with your hands together and your thumbs at your heart. And just breathing in the light of Reiki that surrounds you, noticing it flow to in front of your hands, through your hands and into your heart, the gift of love. And just mentally thinking of each of your symbols, asking them to be with you here today and to assist in your listening, so that if there are any aspects of this podcast or conversation that are of particular importance to you, that you notice and pick up on them. And as always, you can let the rest go. I'm just noticing the brothers and sisters of the light and the divine animals that are standing at the corners of the land and on each side of us, supporting us, wishing us well and ready to assist in everything that we do. And just opening our hearts to receive today as we join together as one. everyone who listens, even if you listen at a different time and in a different place, feel our hearts come together. We are so blessed to be of a lineage of light bringers creating wellness on the earth today. And that begins with each of us creating wellness within ourselves. Thank you. Om Tat Kriyasana and Namaste.
Thank you. Nice.
Colleen, I wanted to ask you to give our listeners an overview of the 12 Heavens program. But before we do, it occurs to me that some people may not be aware of what the 12 Heavens are. And I remember when I first learned about Holy Fire Reiki, there were three heavens, and we had an understanding around that. And then in 2018, when Holy Fire upgraded to Holy Fire 3, we became aware of more heavens and what they were bringing to us. And I can remember being astounded when we learned that there were five heavens and then seven heavens, and then visiting William Rand in Hawaii and him saying, actually, guys, now there's 12. And can you tell us just a little bit about the heavens and their evolution and how we came to understand them? And another question that sort of relates to that, I can remember in a class that you and I co-taught, occasionally students are triggered by the word heaven. And they say, is this the same as the five levels of consciousness, or can we call this something else? And usually the answer is like heavens is really the appropriate name because of the divinity. But just wondering if you can explain a little bit around that evolution.
Sure. Like you, I think there's always been somewhat of an awareness in how I perceive reality, and even as a child, and then in my shamanic training with the awareness of the lower world, middle world, and upper worlds, and exploration of those spiritual realms, the idea of dimensions, what are those? And so the heavens, as they started to come in, were just a name to define frequencies of energy and frequencies of consciousness. So originally, when Holy Fire 3, William Rand received Holy Fire 3 to begin with, as you say, we were working with the first heaven, second heaven, and third heaven. The first heaven being the awareness of the dual realm of the earth. So the earth, when we consider it as the first heaven, which I do want to emphasize that it is calling itself a heaven, the first heaven. And I actually wrote an article about that, and I've been waiting for more information to come in for the second article because it was part one.
Yes.
Where's part two? And I keep asking it, where's part two? But the really understanding the nature of the earth as a first heaven and a dual realm leads you to an understanding of both the levels of consciousness that are within us and around us and above us, but also the energy that exists, the frequencies that actually exist. And we've just given them a name. The first heaven being a dual realm where we have different levels of consciousness, different levels of frequency. So we can have higher frequencies and we can have lower frequencies. And as human beings, we live in the condition of free will to determine where we are going to be in those frequencies. Are we going to be in the higher levels? Are we in the lower levels? And most of us vacillate in between them and up and down. And as I always say, I'm not enlightened yet. So I'm not always in the higher levels of consciousness. Sometimes I'm even aware I'm gonna go down into the lower levels, which is all relative, of course. We have love and hate. We have triumph and tragedy. We have grief and joy, all of those things, and we can name off opposites forever. They exist here. As human beings, we decide individually and collectively, are we going to be on these higher levels? Or are we going to vacillate? And where do we want to be? For me, Reiki is a tool that entrains us to those higher levels of consciousness in the first heaven to begin with, because its energy is coming from third heaven and above. So as we activate it within ourselves, we activate our perception of it on the earth around us and our access to it in those, what we might think of as the spiritual realms or the infinite realms. What you call that is entirely up to a person's belief system. Mm-hmm. I did ask the energy itself, why are they calling themselves the heavens? For the same reason. Right. Like, heaven has such a specific connotation to many of us, and what does that mean? The energy said it really was just to give us a sense of that divinity. Mm-hmm. The earth is also a divine realm. When we think of it in those terms, it takes the only religious connotation out of it. It also takes the idea that it is only somewhere else, right, out of the mix, because it's actually within us. We're made of these frequencies. We are made of these energies. And life force is made of these energies. Light force is made of these energies. So then that takes us to the idea of the second heaven and considering what is that heaven. And it is also a non-dual realm. I'm sorry, it is also a dual realm, right, where we have both higher and lower frequencies of consciousness, of behavior, of identity, of existence, except the second heaven is a non-physical realm. So the spiritual beings that you might meet in the second heaven can be highly levels of consciousness. They can also be very low levels of consciousness, and everything in between. Then we get to the third heaven, and the third heaven is the beginning of the non-dual realms. Those are the enlightened realms. There is only love. There's no absence of love. There is kindness, and there's no absence of kindness. Kindness just is, so maybe not even defined there, because the energy just is. So the third heaven is that first realm of enlightenment. And what I experience in the first heaven or third heaven is that there's still a lot of identity there. Mm-hmm. So when I perceive myself to be in the third heaven of consciousness, my own consciousness, and then as I'm accessing other spiritual realms, then when I'm in third heaven of consciousness, to me, I still perceive like the river of life is a river. Mm-hmm. I can perceive the actual physicality of the enlightenment in that realm. I can perceive the divinity of the animals that are there. The tree of life is there. For those that do holy fire Reiki, it's ocean of holy love and the holy love and the hall of the ancestors, and all of those realms are in that third heaven and above it. Mm-hmm. So I perceive when I'm in the third heaven is there is a certain level of physicality to it in how I perceive it, how I imagine myself moving through it and observing it. And also the awareness that Reiki energy comes from at least the third heaven and above. It actually, the energy itself is always third heaven and above. So then when we go up into the next levels of heavens, it's not hierarchical, like we right. imagine it, because we're going from first, second, third, fourth, that it's hierarchical. They're just different levels of consciousness and different frequencies of existence, I guess, and consciousness. And so what I've learned with all of them is that each of those levels exist within us. Each of the levels exist on the earth, and the earth is made of those frequencies, those energies. They are existing streams of consciousness on the earth, the first heaven. All of these levels exist here. And they also exist to what I think of as beyond earth. So however anybody defines that, whether it is the universe and somebody is completely engaged with it through, I've now moved through the solar system and I'm in the Milky Way and I'm in this galaxy and then now I'm beyond this galaxy into the universe, or they are in their experience of the heavens through a religion that they are engaged with and a belief system. So how you perceive them is going to be individual.
Right.
And even if we all thought we agreed with the definition, we're still going to each have our own experience of them, because it's within, it's a knowingness within.
Right.
So as in my experience, as we move through each of the heavens, each one has different qualities, different levels of consciousness, how we perceive them. And then what we've learned through the Course, which the Course is actually we explore one heaven per month. And we do those using Reiki journey techniques. Each person goes in, we guide them on a Reiki journey, and we guide them to the heavens so they explore it. But the other thing that we do, because we're always so practical with how does this help? How does this make
right.
a difference?
Yeah.
Or if you explore, we just did the eighth heaven. How does that make a difference? So we always bring it into, how does that apply in daily life? So when we're exploring each heaven, we're actually already taking questions we might have, intentions we have, into that exploration to discover when we are accessing these levels of consciousness, how are those same questions answered? How are those same intentions answered? It doesn't have to be a question like, how do I, or what do I? I don't mean that. It's like taking your curiosities into it, taking your interests, like, what is it like here? What are spirit guides like here? And what is the energy here? And how does accessing that energy make a difference for me? So each month we go into a different heaven, and we try not to give our own, like an in-depth experience of our own with each heaven. We give a little bit, but because we really want people to explore it from their perspective, mm-hmm. from their belief system, and have the energy take them deeper into their inner truth around each one. But I'll share a little bit about what they are for me.
Okay. And can you share what made you decide to create the Course? Like, one of the things I find is that what I want to learn, I teach. If I want to learn something better, I'll teach it. And that causes me to learn it more in depth. But what made you guys decide to do that? And then, yes, please share your experience.
The courses, as you've written your own, and the Animal Reiki that we wrote together, the Animal Reiki Course and manual, and they compel us. It's not only an intellectual decision. I think the energy taps us first, And then we go, oh, it's asking us to do this.
That did happen with the Reiki business courses, yes.
Exactly. And I know, because I've known you while you wrote the Reiki business book.
Yes.
The same thing.
Completely
the energy that wants to be taught by someone who can teach it.
Yes.
Goes in and says, hey, say yes.
Yeah,
and so it's, okay, go ahead, say yes. And so that's what I would say. And of course, my daughter Robin works with this with me as an equal teacher and partner and developer. Everything we have done has and written about the course has been through listening to the energy,
right,
doing journeys about it. What does it want to be? How is it going to unfold? Why is it 12 months? Because originally we taught it in 6 months, but it was so expansive that everybody was like, no, we want to do one heaven a month.
One a month.
Yeah. Explore each one. The 12 heavens of consciousness to me are their consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, Reiki is how I access various levels of consciousness. I like to access higher levels of consciousness. I like to wonder about these things. It's a curiosity that I always have. So the 12 heavens, when those were really revealed in Holy Fire 3, in that upgrade in 2018, just said, if you want to know more, you can do Reiki forever and never explore them. And Reiki will still work with those levels of consciousness.
Yes.
So it's not dependent on us understanding those 12 heavens for Reiki to do that work. But we like to explore it and be curious and what is it and tell me more and then feel it. So it's not just intellectual, it's a feeling that we experience. So really the energy itself is what has taught us, as William and I, we work together very closely on a lot of this. And what he said and what we know is there are more than 12 heavens.
Yes. I was shocked.
But it said, just start with 12. That's plenty.
That's plenty.
And explore those, then go on. But I also think it's important to realize that they already exist and we are evolving to the place where we can be aware of them. We can engage with them. They exist outside of Reiki, but Reiki is, or in addition, you do not have to have Reiki to access these realms of consciousness.
Okay.
However, Reiki and very, very much Holy Fire Reiki dials right in on them.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the attunements, we're always in that energy when we activate it. So it has been a place of discovery. And a discovery of my own consciousness. It's been really interesting with Robin and I working together because, of course, we do journeys about it to prepare for the classes and all of that. So in doing the journeys, what we discovered is there were a lot of not differences in what she was experiencing, but she would maybe experience the meta version of the heaven, where I was experiencing the interpersonal level of the heaven. And so what we've discovered over time and really working with it is that as we are journeying to it, and why there can be so many different perceptions, is that we can perceive it from our own human consciousness that exists within us and in our human brains, our divine brain, all parts of us, what we remember from our soul. And then we can also access those levels on the earth. So we may have a perception of one of the heavens, like we find ourselves on the earth and in the earth realms and everything relevant with and being here. And then we also find that we can access them in the infinite realms, creation, heavens, the divine realms, spiritual realms, all the names that you could give it. But they can also be the infinite realms, and they are creation energies. Actually a creation energy. So moving into that creation awareness of them on all these different levels. Now we are going through and personally, okay, I want to know about it interpersonally.
Right.
For me, I want to know about this heaven from the perspective of the earth.
Right.
I want to know about this heaven from the perspective of the infinite. And then going up into each one, it's like they go into new levels of frequency. I feel as if, or I, let me say, I experience themselves as we move more and more into formlessness, as we go into the higher levels. So the fourth heaven is moving into a more formless realm. I meet the spirit guides there. They're not as individuated. Maybe they're just these columns of light there. And it's where there's no kind of human idea of this one and this one and this one. They're more, Jesus told me, he was like, you guys have your identity for me. But he said, really, I have my own identity of myself. And going up higher, you know, his, of course, I think you were the one who journeyed and said he lived on the earth at the 42nd level
it is
of consciousness.
Something he told me. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where, you know, as we go up and find that our spirit guides, whoever you're working with, also move into just a higher level of, I don't know, quite of their own consciousness rather than our inner awareness of them and experience of them. So then moving up into the fifth and sixth, and we just did the eighth heaven because this is August, although this will air in September. We just explored the eighth heaven, and the people in the class are like, it's life-changing, the awarenesses. And then you think, why? And again, part of what we do is always bring it into the practicality.
Yeah.
If you can access that eighth heaven, how does that apply? So let's go to the eighth heaven, and our experience of it is this is the place where we are in our pure human spirit. It has never been injured. It doesn't come in with any of our past life injuries, our ancestral injuries. Our ego is in its purity, which is just that authentic ability to take action on our spiritual purpose, which we discover in our 12th heaven, and bring it through into the physical realities of our daily life. And it's when you're in the journey with it, you're actually in the energy of it. So you're experiencing that feeling of the purity of your own human spirit.
Wow.
Yeah.
See why it's life changing.
So profound. And one of the things that we really love is that we become aware of the heaven we will be exploring prior to the class date. And people talk about it like, oh, that's what this was. And sometimes, of course, there's going to be healing needs to level up to those levels of consciousness, to let go of, for me, certainly some of my belief systems. And one of the biggest ones probably is worthiness, to be in the purity of my human spirit. And those old beliefs of, am I worthy? And some of those get healed, or have I done enough to deserve it? Or has it been hard enough work? Or again, some of those old, just old tapes, old teachings that get in the way, and hide us from who we really are. So it heals as well as reveals who we really are. And then Reiki energy very specifically gives us access to these realms. And anybody can do it. We have a class with it because it's just really great to explore it at this level. But I also wrote an article called Explore the 12 Heavens. I use Reiki to explore the 12 heavens, something like that. And that article is in the Spring Reiki News Magazine
we can link
2023.
It. We'll link those to the podcast.
Okay. And also the article, I have it on my website, ReikiLifestyle.com. And in that, I actually wrote out a journey for you to explore it for yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that more than me going into each one and my own perception of it, I think it's really important for people to be in their own inner truth around it. And yet there can be commonalities of experience for sure. And at the same time, I think it's really important for people to just have their own inner truth. And that was the other thing, is your own inner authority, that your truth is as true as anybody else's truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that Reiki helps with that. The energy of Reiki actually lifts you that way. So anyway, I feel like I wasn't very linear with that, I admit. I've been in Reiki energy all day since
you have
early this morning. And so I definitely can tell when my thought processes are more circular than linear. So
well, and I distracted you because even though you just explained that it's important for us to have our own experience, you were going to give us a few examples.
I sure can.
Yeah. So go ahead, Colleen. I'd love to hear.
Okay. It. These are just my own experiences. Also, I want to suggest people that if you have William Rand's Reiki Master Manuals or Karuna Reiki Master Manuals, we also have it in the Animal Reiki Master Manual, are his writings about the 12 heavens.
That's right.
And so that's always fun because we always read those and listen around his experiences as we do our own journeys and see how they all relate. And they do. There's threads of that relating all the way through them. And of course, Reiki is teaching us about it. So my own experience of the fourth heaven I described, it feels a little bit more, I guess I would imagine myself standing on a cloud with other enlightened beings. They also in that realm show me that when I'm there with them, I can see myself as the same light they are. Just this time in my soul's history, I'm being human. And the angel is being an angel, and the ascended master is an ascended master. And so they show me how we incarnate into different forms with different levels of consciousness and in different ways. And that part, we haven't really, you know, gone deeply into how does an angel decide to be an angel, or does it work like that, or are they always that, or we haven't gone into that. So anyway, back to the fourth heaven. As I say, I can hear I'm very circular right now. So back to the fourth heaven. So in that realm, I experience another level of grace.
Okay.
And by grace, it means, again, going back to that, I don't have to earn it or deserve it. I can simply receive it. Mm-hmm. And the assistance that's there, I move way more into my own worthiness, my own authentic self, an awareness of my authentic self. And then moving into the fifth heaven, it's interesting. We think of the fourth and fifth kind of working together in the fifth heaven. I'm not quite sure exactly how to always say this. And that's always one of the problems is how do you word these things that we don't have a lot of concepts around. So in my awareness of the fifth heaven, there is divine consciousness that the human realm, being a dual realm, needs grace. We have what helps us experience gratitude when there can definitely be a lack of gratitude. Kindness. What are the higher frequencies of kindness when there can be a lack of kindness? So those joy, love, beauty, the list goes on with what graces we are given here on the earth as human beings that we can perceive and we can receive. And we do receive them. We don't always perceive them.
Correct.
And so to me, that's one of the areas where those are so very powerful to help us access them. And that can be different than a feeling. I can be in a state of being of gratitude and a feeling of sadness.
Right.
They can coexist at the same time, but there is an energy, an existing energy of grace that can highlight that gratitude within me, even if I am in the experience of grief or sadness. I can be in joy internally and receive that internal sense of joy, but it be having a very difficult time in my emotions or my mind, my life experience, so they can coexist. And to me, that's where that fifth heaven assistance is. They need help down there, guys. You know, so let's all just send them some gratitude. Or in this case, you know, as we know, so many good things going on in the world, and let's help them with consciousness. Let's help them with things that they don't have to earn and work so hard for. They can just say yes to and receive it. And so we have access to these realms, and Reiki actually naturally gives us access. Sixth heaven consciousness, that was a really interesting one because I often felt like I bypassed it. Like I would do fourth and fifth in my sessions because Reiki's still doing the work, whether I'm aware of it, but I can perceive, look at these graces coming in for a client, for instance, or even for myself. As the Reiki energy is doing the work, I can observe that, oh, this feels like that fifth heaven coming in for them. But I'm not making that happen because I know it exists. I'm observing that's what Reiki is doing. So the sixth heaven is one that I often didn't really observe. And then as it came in, it was a little bit more nebulous, and it felt like it was a preparation for the seventh and eighth heavens of really helping us move from that fourth and fifth and sixth heaven. Like it's that, what I think of the gradient shades of color, like it's that gentleness of bringing us through into the next levels. And then the seventh heaven, that was a fascinating one because the seventh heaven was, oh, I remember what it was. It was where we begin to come through in human consciousness of the divine triad.
Oh.
And it would use the word Trinity, except Trinity also has a lot of connotations. But if we think about so many things in spirituality, there's a triad. And so it's like we came in and we became aware of time, become aware of the existence that our soul is now going to be here and experience the need and the desire for having a drive, like an ego drive, a kind of the place where we have a deep inner calling. Maybe that's where vocations might come from, where that deep inner vocation can come in. And then in the eighth heaven, that's the one we just did. And that was so amazing to be in the purity of our human spirit. And that seventh heaven and that eighth heaven really working together, because in the eighth heaven is before experiences of injury.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the purity. Your ego has never been injured. And your human spirit has not been injured. There's no experience of that duality. It's still in the oneness, but differently than the divine oneness. We're now really fully engaged in our human spirit. And the importance of that is so big, as we know in animal Reiki, it's what the animals ask us to do, is to go back into to loving our human spirit, even the duality that we exist in, even the ups and downs of the frequencies. And so that eighth heaven is where we are still in that pure state of divine love with our human spirit and our human nature. And we don't have all the self-criticisms or criticisms of others. It's a very, very connected to the divine realms. And there's no separation or experience of separation of our divine self, which we start to experience more in the ninth heaven. And that ninth heaven now starts taking us into our divine spirit and is in that complete unity with our human spirit, our divine nature and human nature. And there's no belief in separation at this point, because the belief that we are separate is only a belief. In reality, it's one of the things it's taught us is that it's not possible to be separate. We are whole. However, we can experience injury that creates layers over us to create beliefs and experiences of being separate, and experiences, of course, of being human, and the realities of being here on the earth. And how do we apply our divine spirit with our human spirit? How do we use that? Like, how is that helpful? And the reason that we go back and emphasize the part of how is it helpful is because we have the awareness that most of us are not living any kind of a monastic life. We are living in everyday life. We have jobs and relationships and health and finances and careers and businesses and spiritual life and practical life and personal life. And navigating through all of it is what Reiki helps us do so much. The energy itself entrains us to these higher frequencies, so we have access to them to live our daily life. And like I said, I think I was surprised that when I would be accessing my divine spirit, that I wouldn't be like experiencing myself as a divine being every minute of every day. And I was like, no, I'm still human, not enlightened yet, and still have all those feelings, all those experiences. I love a very real human life. And so those practicalities to me are essential. Mm. And so for me, it's all applied spirituality. How do we apply it in our daily life? So then as we move into the 10th, 11th, and 12th heavens, to me, those are that gradient movement again, where we are experiencing ourselves in these next levels of our own divinity and our own self-awareness of our divinity, our infinite self. In the 12th heaven, in my experience with it at this point, we haven't done our full month with it. I've been working with it for a lot of years. My experience of the 12th heaven is the place where our soul decides what spiritual gifts and abilities that we are going to bring into this lifetime, and the actual human needs that we are going to have in order to live with those needs and or live with those purposes and to live in the gifts and the talents that we have. And then I also know that we don't always find the pathway to experience it fully, and not everyone has the same one. Okay. Even though for myself, I dearly love exploring my spirituality, I have endless curiosity and fascination over it and philosophy, but not everybody is here for that. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own different reasons for being here. And so it's a dual realm, and we can bring all this back in to the first heaven. And in the journeys that we do, we actually start in the first heaven. We go into our heart to listen for what's going on today that I would like to know more about in the exploring this heaven. Then we go over a bridge of light to the third heaven. We go to the tree of life, and from there, we entrain and elevate and go up all the way to the 12th heaven. Then we come back to the heaven we want to explore. Okay. So the part of it is to teach us how to get there quickly. Mm-hmm. Like how do we access this, and then how do we bring it to where we need it? And so that's what the journeys do. And they're usually almost like an hour long,
yeah,
where people do a lot of free writing with them to explore. But that's what the article is that I wrote. And we also did a journey for it on our YouTube channel as well, which is Reiki Lifestyle. And I don't remember, I'm sure it was Explore the 12 Heavens.
Yeah, I did that one. Yeah.
Oh, you did that one?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So those are doing the same thing again, starting in that first heaven, the awareness of where you are right now, and then just being where you are right now and lifting your consciousness through the action, through your intention, up to the 12th heaven and then back to the heaven you want to explore. So we might go over that bridge, we go to the third heaven, the tree of life, and then we spend some time elevating to the 12th. And then let's say we're exploring the 6th. Then we come back down heaven by heaven to the 6th. And then we spend the time in that heaven. And a lot of times we've thought about the questions we might have in the first heaven that we bring into the 6th heaven. But then also when you're in those levels of consciousness, they'll generate their own questions. They'll generate their own experiences and curiosities. But that's also part of the training, because there's a training aspect to all of this. And part of the training that I find as a teacher is a lot of times people don't know the questions they have. And this also helps to bring that forward, that ability forward. A lot of times it's been like one of the things we haven't learned a lot about, even as children, like how to ask questions, because we weren't given the ability to ask questions.
We weren't really encouraged to.
Like, we weren't encouraged about that. Like,
I had endless questions and I was always being told, just sit down and be quiet.
That and because I said so. Because, and as a parent, I get it.
I do
it's
too.
It's not only criticism, especially with the three-year-olds.
why?
Yeah, exactly.
I've said the same myself. Oh my goodness.
can you imagine? Yeah, I know. As Robin describes Luna, I had a lot of chi as a child, but I was third child. I had two older brothers and we were the generation where it was like, just go outside and play, come home at dark, fortunately. But back to, again, a linear thought around that is that's part of what I think also learning how to dialogue with the energy.
Right.
Learning how do you explore an energy? So it's not just about what you're exploring. It's learning how to observe it, how to dialogue with it, how to question in the middle of it. And the subject happens to be the 12 heavens of consciousness and spirit guides, because we absolutely engage with the spirit guides in each of the heavens and get to know them at that level and ourselves at that level. What are we like at those levels? Anyway, it's a big subject. That's why it's a year-long course. But for those who are not, I want to know about it, but I'm not like,
don't want to do a deep
whole
dive.
Course isn't it. That's not it. Go explore it just with your own way. You don't even have to do the journeys. You can ask the questions on the fly. Just let it be part of your curiosity. If you're curious, may not be curious about it, but we are giving more tools to work with the Reiki energy with it. But I also believe you can access these things by questioning, wondering. I call it wondering, wandering and wondering. Like you're just wandering and it's, I wonder about that eighth heaven. And then just let the insights come in. So it doesn't even have to be like a formal exploration. It can be just an interest, a curiosity that you have that piques your interest.
And would you recommend the same thing? Like if there are people who have studied more traditional Reiki teachings or other healing modalities, like how would they integrate this understanding of the heavens? Would it be the same idea, just through that curiosity and spending
time? I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we certainly have, I would say we have a definite cross Reiki culture, we say it, different lineages. Some people have shamanic backgrounds. I certainly have and Robin, we have a shamanic background. And
me too.
And that influence is certainly in the mix. Mm. But we are also working with Reiki energy. And so I do think that these levels of consciousness exist and anybody can access them however they do that. I always use my brother-in-law as an example that he gets there by riding his bike. If he had that question while he was riding his bike, that might give him the insight. There's not a requirement, but Reiki energy does. We are attuned to the energy. We're connected by having said yes to the attunement. The attunement gives us that direct link and connection. So even though, yes, it is explored as and discovered through a lot of the holy fire Reiki energy, the same thing as the animal Reiki energy, it really is for anyone. It's right. Not exclusive to holy fire, but that is the energy of it is in the mix.
It's like you said in the beginning that it is working with us, whether we're consciously aware of it or not. Mm-hmm. And it's still working with us. And sometimes I get the question, Colleen, you like, why 12 heavens? Why not 10 or 15?
Just told us 12. It started with 3, went to 12. and so it said there's more. And so, there's so much more to know about it. Mm-hmm. It's just a piece of, exploring our consciousness. And to me, it's a piece of remembering. It's a remembering.
Nice.
This is innate in us.
Yeah.
And it's so much of, for all the reasons we even just talked about, learning how to ask questions. The same reasons are a lot of the reasons we've forgotten these levels of consciousness that are within us and that the earth is made of, and we can access the infinite realms as well. So I think it's just a matter of, it also provides us with the remembering. And as we are ready to remember more, we ask the questions that generate that evolution of, okay, here's what's next.
I love that.
It's all evolution of our evolution. We often say the Reiki energy evolved. We've evolved to the nature of the Reiki energy that actually exists. And it says there's more. Yasui Sensei said there was more. He said, I just am at this point. There's way more.
You go to Jesus, who I know you and I both talk with. He said there was more.
Yeah.
He said that. You can do everything I did and more. And yeah, no, you're right. There's always more. Do you notice around the heavens there are any common misconceptions or misunderstandings that have shown up? Or is everybody pretty much able to align with it easily?
We touch on it in the Reiki classes, but we can't, it's a big subject. Obviously, we're teaching it for a year. So in the Reiki classes, we can talk about it to a degree. And it's really more about people understanding that they exist. Mm-hmm. And then, so it's tough to say, because I haven't seen a lot of resistance to the concept in classes. And then by the time they're in the 12 Heavens class, they wouldn't be there.
If they weren't bought in. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's somewhere that curiosity has tapped them, like, okay, go find out more. So maybe there's more resistance out there than I'm aware of. It may
be I've possible. Ever experienced was people asking, can we call it something else? And the
absolutely.
Answer, yeah.
To me, I call it the 12 Heavens of Consciousness.
There you go.
I think of it as they are consciousness, they're frequencies of consciousness that I can access. It's an energy, it's a frequency. And what does that mean? Like, way beyond what I have a full explanation for any at this point, but we're made of energy, we're made of frequency. And what is that energy at its core? So we know that in science that everything is made from a core energy. Yeah. In metaphysics, we call that core energy love. Mm-hmm. So how do we get there living in the dual realms where we live, where there's the higher frequency and the lower frequencies? And for myself, I prefer to be in the higher frequencies.
Oh,
and
yeah,
doesn't mean I bypass reality. So just so I'm saying that up front, I do pay attention to what's in the world, but I use these tools to experience the world and the duality in my own human consciousness, knowing that I have a dual consciousness. Mm-hmm. I have lower and higher frequencies, mm-hmm. and I have free will, and fortunately able to live in a place where I have that ability to choose and have sometimes whatever I think of this lifetime. Thank you. I get to spend this is what I get to do for work.
I know. I
thank
say
you.
How did this ever happen? How did I get this lucky that mm-hmm. I'm excited to wake up every day and wondering what new adventure that I'm going to be going
every day
on.
After I've been teaching since 1990, probably about 1999.
Wow.
I've been teaching, and I didn't get Reiki attunements till 2000, but with shamanic work, and I'm fascinated by it every day as much as I was back then. It is just endlessly fascinating to me.
I agree with you.
And I love that I don't know it all.
I love that too. And it's never boring.
No, it's never boring.
No. And
the question of, am I making this up? It's like, maybe, but I'll take it. It's like I always say, I don't know what's really true about my belief system, but it sure is a fun one to have.
It sure makes life worth living, right?
I think of Chukotka as one of my guides that I've worked with. He's the great bear of first creation and a very enlightened being. And I think, I don't know if he actually is like a big white bear in the universe.
I think
he rides through the stars, but it sure is a fun ride.
Yeah. But, yeah. But it's nice to think of that way and to understand that way and interpret that way.
And the energy that I experience that way. Yeah. It's the energy of it really comes
that
down
frequency.
To the same.
Well, Colleen.
That's because Chukotka came in.
So I think so. I might have to go mute that part out.
That's all right. I always just think it's just real life Reiki. The dogs.
It is real life Reiki, but I may delete that part so that everybody's dogs okay. Don't get activated as
have everybody
to the podcast.
With their earbuds in.
Yeah. Colleen, is there anything else you'd like to share with us before leading us in a meditation around this?
I guess more than anything, we teach so much about Reiki your way that if these topics have piqued your curiosity or interest, just know that you can absolutely explore these concepts your way.
Right.
However it works for you, there's not a requirement that you should do classes around it or certain ways of discovery with it or exploring with it. Find your way that works because it's here for all of us. And probably if any suggestion that I would have with applying it your way is to include, help me apply this to my daily life, because it really can enhance solutions, resourcefulness. Childlike wonder is a big one that comes in from it, like returning that to us. Imagination comes back in. And again, how does that help? How does that make a difference? So I think that would be out of anything is find your way. If you're interested, there's no shoulds with Reiki. You can say, yeah, okay, I'm glad to know Reiki does that, but all right. So it doesn't have to be explored, but if you're interested, you can, and you can do it any way that makes sense to you.
I really like the idea of your class though, and I am going to try this. The first time you offered it, I my schedule was already set. I wasn't able to attend, and I really wanted to attend some things in person. Rather than getting the recordings and having to fit that in. But I just really like the idea of having that set time set aside to explore it each month. And so I'm going to do my best to join you guys for your next one.
They are typically, I have to actually look on, they're typically which one this is, because we have the Next Step classes too. Mm-hmm. The next 12 Heavens class is going to be on Wednesday mornings and 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Pacific time. So all of them, and they're typically the second week of the second Wednesday of the month. There's a few that changes, but most of the time. The other thing to know with it is that if you can't attend live, we do a great job with the recordings.
You do.
Yeah. And many people take the course self-study, or sometimes you can be there live, sometimes you can't.
Yeah.
So that's totally appropriate. We're very casual trying to make things as stress-free as possible. None of it is overly strict. And so again, it's letting it work into your schedule the way you need it to.
Thank you. So yeah, Colleen, just wondering if you could lead us in a journey through the heavens today so that we can see for ourselves a little bit more what that's like.
Absolutely. So I guess the question I would have is, we could either explore the third heaven for a longer period of time, or we could spend time in each, a little bit of time in each one. So do you have a preference?
It might be nice to spend a bit of time in each, Colleen, if you don't mind.
Okay. All right. So what I'll do is invite you to lift to the next levels, and then I'll be silent for a length of time in that level. I may, you know, as you go up to each one, invite you to explore it, or I may give some kind of a, just something with it, may say something with it. But otherwise, you guys might even want to do some free writing or automatic writing. So that's a possibility. You could be in it, or you can just go into it and let yourself be in the energy and not worry about even anything. Just feel the energy of it.
And the writing, you would just allow yourself to write as you're in the experience. Is that what you mean by that, Colleen?
Yes. So let's say we're in the third heaven, we move to the fourth, and take some time to explore the fourth heaven and feel the energy of it. What do you see? What are your spirit guides like here? What are you like here? What questions do you have? What is it like? And when I use the words see and feel, everybody sees differently. So it doesn't mean that you have to actually see the pictures in your mind or see images. A lot of people see through just inner knowing. Mm-hmm. Some people think they're seeing. Some people feel it. So let your intuition work the way you do, even if I use defining words like, what do you see here? Let your intuition come in and show you what that is your way, rather than following the word. Also, if you find yourself drifting in and out, or you go into the gap, or let's say you go somewhere else before I've guided you there, or somewhere completely differently, just do it your way. Don't worry about making sure you're following everything as it's coming through. Let it come through your way. And even if in some of it you have mind chatter, then that's a good place to say, what's the mind chatter about? And why is it here? And that is very normal, by the way. We all have that. We can all be in the middle of a journey thinking, oh, good, I'm going to go into these big aha moments. And it's like, then I have to think about this, and what am I going to have for dinner? And then this happened. And then tomorrow, you know what mind chatter is.
I do.
Into it. Okay. All right. So for those of you that are able, go ahead and close your eyes and take some deep breaths. The way this will work is that I will probably lead us quickly to the 12th heaven, back down to the third, and then we'll go up from there. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I do that is it's really good, first of all, good practice in accessing all the way to the 12th quickly and back. It's also helpful when you're exploring each level to have gone all the way to the 12th, then do the exploration. So that's what we'll do. I'm going to go fairly quickly to start with, and then we'll come back and go through more slowly.
Thank you.
Okay. So this may take a little bit of time, though. So
okay.
Are you okay with the time?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. I think we're already longer than your podcasts usually are.
Probably.
Yeah. As Sue Strong always calls me, she of many words. especially if I'm when I'm in that circular talk. It's like, oh, and I know it's later for you than for me. So anyway, let's go ahead and get started. For those of you that are able, take a moment to get comfortable. And now close your eyes. Take some deep breaths. Place your hands in Gassho. And open your heart and receive the gift of love. As Reiki activates within you, the space between your palms, all around you, above you, below you, Reiki activates within you. Place your hands comfortably on your body and receive. And as you breathe in the light and the power of love, by every name it's called, and the power of love fills your breath and reveals the power of love within you. And as you breathe in the light and the power of the divine mind, and the divine mind fills your breath, flows into your body, and reveals your divine mind. It reveals your higher thought, higher consciousness, your authentic imagination, reveals your authentic intuition, your inner truth, your inner authority, activating your inner awareness, insight, instincts, your inner truth, opening the field of possibilities, your curiosity, creativity, innovation. Breathe deeply and receive. And as you breathe in the light and the power of the divine heart, and the divine heart fills your breath, flowing into your body, revealed in front of you and behind you on each side. Your divine heart and your heart light shining above you, below you, and within you, for you to see your divine heart right here within you. As you see your own divine presence, you see it in everything else around you. And as you see the divine presence in everything else around you, you see it in yourself. Breathe deeply now and receive as the light of the earth rises through you. And when you listen, you can hear the heartbeat of the earth beating in the same rhythm as your own heart. And the colors of the earth rise through you, filling you with red and orange, yellow and green, indigo, green and blue and indigo and violet, gradient shades in between, above and below, filling you with the divine light of the earth and the divine light of the heavens flowing through your crown chakra, unified right here, shining in your heart light. Remembering your body is made of the earth, a treasure house for your great beaming light. Your divine spirit ignites and is awake. The tree of life, your roots grow strongly all around you, receiving the nourishment of the earth, the elements of the earth, the life force of the earth. And like the branches of the great tree of life, your branches reach to the heavens. The four winds of the ancient ones flow through you, with the wisdom and the gifts of the earth, and the wisdoms and the gifts of the divine and of the heavens. flowing through you, unified right here in your heart. And the grace and light of divine compassion, the power of compassion, the authority of compassion fills your breath, flowing through you now with Zonar and Halu, Hearth and Rama, Nosa, Iava, Shanti, Kriya. Breathe deeply now and receive as your perceptions expand. All around you are beautiful beings of the light, those that are here with you, those that join in this moment to guide you, support you, love you, to reveal to you how extraordinary you are. And so you bring your awareness now to the angels and the archangels, the ascended masters, our brothers and sisters in the light, the divine animal kingdom, and those beautiful beings of the light that you are in relationship with. Thank you. And your perceptions expand again with the awareness of a beautiful bridge of light in front of you. And the beautiful beings of the light are on the bridge, inviting you to cross. And so you step onto the bridge in the red, walking through the orange and the yellow, and now walking through the green and the blue, the indigo and the violet. As you cross over the bridge, seeing the river of life flowing underneath the bridge. The river of life flows down from sacred mountains. The light of the heavens is shining on the waters, reflecting prisms of color and rainbows of light. The effervescence of life flowing in on your breath, awakening and revealing the sparkling light within you, your effervescence, your beautiful essence of your spirit revealed. As you step across the bridge, you find yourself in the most extraordinary place. The light is shining on everything, filling this place with amazing grace. All there is love here. This is the place of the third heaven. And you see the river of life flowing under the bridge in a pathway, following along the river banks. And you walk to the river's edge before you follow the path. And you take this time to stand at the river. And you put your feet in the waters. They're warm and soothing and inviting. And you can hear the song of the river and the song of the angels, song of the trees, awakening the song within you. Breathe deeply now, as the river and the light and the grace and divine compassion through the power of love washes over you, begins to release any of the cords or connectors or attachments that can be here, that can hide your higher consciousness in these 12 heavens from your own view. Some that are known and unknown. Just allowing this light to lift those burdens from you, for you, any of the layers that hide you from you, who you truly are, and all these abilities to perceive at higher levels of consciousness and inner awareness with your inner truth. And so the light of Reiki fills your breath and envelops all those layers, carrying them into the light where they can be healed all the way to their original cause. The burdens of healing them, of carrying them, are lifted from you. And through this light of grace, it is done. And so the light has carried away the burdens that you have been carrying. And here in the river of life, you just cup your hands into the crystal clear, pure waters, the primordial waters of creation, the living waters. And you cup your hands and take a long drink. Those living waters flow through you, hydrating you, flowing through every system and all of your body. And you decide now to follow the pathway along the riverbanks to receive the empowerment that is here to reveal within you these higher levels of consciousness that are already here, revealing within you. And so you walk along the pathway of the river and find yourself in a beautiful grove of trees. The great tree of life is here. The mother tree is here. The tree of wisdom, tree of knowledge. The beautiful trees of life are all around in this grove. The divine animal kingdom is here, and they're all in harmony with the beautiful beings of the light that are also here, gathered at the tree, inviting you, welcoming you. And you realize you belong here. And you see a place to walk over to the tree and to lean against the tree. It's so comfortable. The ground is soft, and the tree has a place that holds you so comfortably. And here, as you lean against the tree, you can look up to the great canopy as the branches are reaching to the heavens. And all around you are the roots of the great tree of life, the circle of the divine animal kingdom. And you realize you belong here. And here in this place, you take a moment to look within your heart and to listen to you. What is it today that would be helpful for you to think about, find solutions for, to heal, or to be empowered? Just take a moment and look within. And here in this place, you decide that you would like to lift your awareness and consciousness here today. And so here in this great canopy, in this beautiful tree, the enlightened ones all around you, take a moment to notice it all. What is it like here? What are you like here? How do you perceive the third heaven? Now we are going to rapidly go to the 12th heaven, and we'll come back and explore each one. So lift your consciousness now to the 4th heaven. And lifting to the 5th heaven. Lifting your mind and your awareness to the 6th heaven. And now to the 7th. Lifting to the 8th. Now lifting to the 9th. And the 10th. And to the 11th. And now lifting to the 12th heaven. And here in the 12th, you begin coming back through the 11th. And the 10th. The 9th heaven. And the 8th. And moving back to the 7th. And the 5th. Oh, and the 6th. Back to the 5th. forth. And now coming back to the third heaven again. Finding yourself at the tree. Expanding your perceptions. Here in the third heaven, explore. What are you like here? Who you are? And now lift your awareness to the fourth heaven. And again, notice you, your spirit guides, and who you are here. And now lift your consciousness to the fifth heaven and who you are, what it's like here. And lifting to the fifth heaven. Let your consciousness to the sixth heaven. Who you are. And now lifting to the seventh heaven. Who you are here. And now lifting to the eighth. Your pure human spirit. Who you are in the ninth heaven, your divine spirit. Lifting to the 10th heaven. The 11th heaven. And here in the 12th heaven, explore who you are, gifts that you came here with. Notice your spirit guides here. Now bringing your awareness back to the 11th heaven. Bringing it all with you to the 10th. And the 9th. Bringing it back with you to the 8th heaven. And the 7th. Here in the 6th. And the 5th heaven. And now the 4th. Coming back to the 3rd. Here in the tree of life. And now who you are here. And the answers to your questions. And the enlightened ones join you as you begin walking back towards the bridge of light, following the path of the river of life, and walking again to the water's edge, cupping your hands in the crystal clear living waters and taking a long drink. The living waters fill your body and your inner awareness, and all your consciousness comes with you as you cross back over the bridge, walking through the violet, indigo, blue, and green. Walking through the yellow and orange and red, and bringing your awareness back to you right here where you are. Go within and listen. What is it that you brought back with you about your life today? What is your next step? Now begin bringing your awareness back to your breath and your eyes. Look inside and say thank you to you for listening to you. Hearing you. Now you can take as long as you like. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back into the room completely.
Colleen, that was absolutely beautiful. I enjoyed it so much. Thank you so much for leading us through that, for being here today. And I just also want to say thank you to our listeners for taking time out of your schedules to join us. We appreciate you. Namaste.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.